And I was actually thinking about that the last few days. I think it was late 2011, the start of 2012, the Irish Amputee Association was set up in 2011. So looking through the photos as well, Dave was one of the people that were there from close to the very start of the organisation. And I suppose the success he had with the Irish Amputees is evident with his 38 international appearances. He represented Ireland at the European Championships in Turkey, World Cup in Mexico, and I suppose in recent years then the Irish Amputee Association broke up into clubs and we set up the league. So I would have played in Cork with him as well. So he was part of the inaugural Irish Amputee Football League, and he has his league winner medal from 2018. And I suppose he missed the final day of the league due to the birth of his first child in 2018. But he just, I suppose, his success and the way he carried himself was, you know, evident. Played in the Champions League then for Cork City as well in 2019. And actually, this weekend marks the 10-year anniversary. We did the Limerick Marathon in 2013 as a relay team as well. So it is 10 years since we did it. And I suppose his fitness levels were apparent then as well. We did a fundraiser for the Cork Penny Dinners then in May 2020, I suppose, during the lockdown. Many organisations were doing fundraisers as well, so
yeah.
He beat us. He did 5K in 35 minutes. It was a scorcher of a Saturday morning. I remember it well, and when he put in his time, we were all trying to get close, but none of us got to 35 minutes.
Yeah, amazing, and an amazing effort he put in, and it was a real huge part of his life, that sporting aspect of it.
It was. I think he carried himself fierce well, even talking to other teammates as well. It wasn't just the fact of what he could do on the pitch. He had, interestingly, he struck the ball with the outside of his right foot. And we have a lot of left footers on the team, on the amputee team, just by coincidence. So
yeah.
Actually, I went halves on a pair of Puma King boots with him in 2011 or 12. I have the left footed one still. We were joking. I wore it at the European Championships there in 2021, but I suppose the fact it was from me coming in, we'd say to that I was in college at the time, and I suppose you could see the success in terms of Dave. You know, he was teaching, he was married as well, and for the younger players coming in, you could see the success, and I suppose to use the word normal as well, he had a very, very normal life.
Yeah, certainly did. And from that, I suppose, look, when the news came through, having battled cancer twice as a child, with it to come back, and you know, devastating news for everyone, and for David and his family particularly, and followed up by his sad passing.
Yeah, actually, it was actually by coincidence again. It was the Friday of the May Bank Holiday weekend that I got the news. I was supposed to interview Dave as part of research, and I never forget, it was the, if you know, Limerick, across from the parkway in Limerick, there was a new filling station, and I was filling diesel. I was just after texting Dave just if he was around the weekend. My supervisors were under a bit of pressure with the research, and he just said no, he was in trouble with the cancer again. And I suppose just to capture him, I suppose himself, that he apologised that he couldn't do the research, and I was there in the scheme of things to this morning. But that was why he was always willing to help as well. A colleague of mine's daughter, we'll say, was diagnosed with cancer as well as a child, and he was always inquiring as well about the child as well, you know. So he was very humble, but I think this integrity is coming up a nice bit in the condolences as well on the GoFundMe page. I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago about the success of the GoFundMe, and he just said he was blown away by the messages as well, and I suppose the success of it.
Yeah, Patrick, it's one of those things. If you went through what he went through when he was a child, having overcome cancer twice, another person would say, look, I'm going to take it easy, or I've had enough in my life, but not him. He just constantly put effort in, constantly worked, and constantly got involved in everything, including sport.
That's it. We were talking about it as well over the last couple of nights as well. I suppose you can see his achievements there, whether, I suppose, there's a lovely article as well there on the Echo Live about, I suppose, the impact he has made in his school life and that part of his identity as well. But he, I suppose, I'm trying to get across the way he was so humble and, you know, there was, we were talking about, you know, if there was a difficult conversation or if there was something like the media, he always told us if we, before we did any interviews in terms of as a member of the Irish Amputee Football Association or Cork City Amputee, to focus on the sport, because I suppose himself would say as an athlete, there's a few lovely videos on YouTube as well of the way he can strike the ball. He struck the ball off the outside of the foot, but his power and accuracy was incredible with that as well. But no, I suppose in recent months then I've been travelling around to schools and I'm coming across a lot of teachers that would have been in college with Steve, and the one word that comes to mind is smiling. You know, they say they can remember him in Mary Eye, and there was always a smile on the face.
Yeah, there certainly was. Look, he put a huge amount in, and like amputee football in Ireland has gone from strength to strength. He's one of the key, like being one of the first to sign for Cork City, as you mentioned, the club splitting up and all that. He was a key part of all that, Patrick.
He was, but I think, I know, I suppose, being a crucial member of setting it up, but I think even more importantly, the maintenance of the club as well, because I know after we won the league in 2018, and player numbers, and with a few change of managers as well there in 2019 and 2020, and we often joke, actually I joked with Dave a couple of weeks ago, but we're still blaming him for giving us our new manager, but that was only a joke. We're happy with him. He told me last night, make sure and don't give out about him, because I told him what I said to Dave as well. But even those days, like, he was the man that, you know, was talking to the new manager and bringing on board, diplomatic as well, you know. He was, he always knew the right thing to say, you know.
Yeah, I know. Look, you'll remember him and pay tribute to him and all that he did, and I know there'll be a lot of support as well for his family in this difficult time, Patrick, from the community.
Oh, definitely. I think, I suppose, we'd like to pass on our condolences, you know, to the family as well. And I suppose looking at condolences, and you kind of become more aware of all the different communities that he was a part of, whether that was Lucan when he was teaching in Dublin, or Owen Moore, and in recent years in Rochestown, Douglas, Educate together. But there's actually, it was because I suppose he used to always tell us, get across as well, that, you know, when we go training, we don't want to talk about how we actually got there in terms of whether how we got our amputations or things like that. It was all about the sport. So I was just looking at some articles as well. He wrote a lovely article for Kerry's Eye in 2019, and his big thing was the fact that taking ownership of our own set of circumstances and the importance of resilience. But you could see how much of a role model he was within his own school as well.
Yeah, incredible resilience demonstrated right throughout his life and right up until the end. Patrick, look, thanks so much for paying tribute to him and talking to us about him on the programme, and our thoughts are with you as a good friend of his.
Thanks very much.